This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, seems like I'm all over the place lately. What are we doing? Oh, yeah.
Howdy, oh, summertime funiacs. It's time for Arnie and Co. to soak in some rays so you know Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio is back on the air. I know that you, my loyal Craigies, love old Bootleg and his treasure chest of unlocked Patreon episodes, but did you know that you can go to patreon.com/magictavern to become a supporter of the podcast and get bonus content on the regs? Oh, when you think about it that way, it's like a ticket to becoming your own private pirate radio station that usurps my pirate radio station. Imagine yourself on the high seas of the internet, listening to bonus episodes plus ad-free versions of the main show. But for the moment, get on your summertime gear, your Crocs, and your best jean shorts, sit back with your umbrella and your iced tea, and enjoy this episode.
All right, I think I have all the recording equipment set up, and I just have to get this out of the way. Patreon motherfuckers. Below from the Patrick Pavern, whichever we're doing right now. Usador, are you picking up the mics in the booth?
I think I am. Am I allowed to speak at a normal volume, or do we need to be quieter than usual?
Yeah, no. See, the audio in the booth is just going to pick up in the headphones, and it's not going to be on this recording at all, unless I've totally fucked it up. The listener won't hear you. It'll be just what's going on inside the recording studio.
Oh, wonderful. Then I can do whatever I want.
Oh, that's smart. Yes, dude. Let's do some vocal warm-ups. Ah, ba-ba-ba-ba, ti-ta, ti-tu-tu-tu. Ah, watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. Ha, ti-ta, ti-ta. Ooh. Ta-ta-ta-ti. Ta-ta-ta-ti. Crispy piss. Crispy piss. I think I'm vocally warmed up.
Oh, now I'm thirsty.
Oh, wait, Arnie, what was that? You said you had a vocal warm-up that involved something about I need something? That I know I need something?
Okay, yes. I know I need to take a shower, but I have been busy the last 7 days. That's a vocal warm-up.
Huh, ours was right there. I know I need to take a shower, but I've been busy for the last 7 hours. Is that, can I give a little change?
This doesn't work the time
out
quite as much.
You're right. I've been busy the last 7 years.
Yeah, even better.
My father absconded when we were bonded because I am a sloven goblin, not a stolen goblin.
Ooh, very good one, Usador.
Sloven goblin.
You know, you're slobbing, you're goblin. It's a fuck fest.
Sure.
I am so excited, but I'm also a little bit nervous. You know, I'll sing little songs here and there. I'll do little ditties. And I feel like sometimes they're good, sometimes they're great, and sometimes they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, whether you have little ditties or big ditties, I think they're all beautiful.
You got them little ditties. All ditties are perfect. I'm more of a duck guy.
Guys, this reminds me. I'm going to keep the tape rolling this whole time. I know. Now, look, obviously, we're here to record your album, Chunt. You've been a good boy.
Yes.
So we finally said that we would record your album.
Thank you, Debbie.
But I'm going to keep the rolling all the time so that we can have maybe later have behind the scenes content, you know, like that miniseries of the Beatles breaking up. Like if we ever break up at the end of recording this album, we'll have all of this for a documentary.
The Beatles broke up, but they were just rolling a ball of dung into their home.
The dung broke up.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, Beatles are such interesting creatures. There's always out of four. Here's what I'll say, Arnie. I don't know if you know this, but me being a part of the animal kingdom, there's always one beetle out of the four that everyone's just like, eh.
Sure.
Like, why is this beetle in here?
That beetle's on the percussion, right? Usually?
Sometimes. There's also usually a cute beetle. There's an abusive beetle, and there's a quiet beetle.
You know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
When people frame it that way, where they're like, you know what, my favorite is the abusive beetle.
He's so mysterious.
Just really into how abusive he is.
Ooh, I hope I'm not losing my voice. I sound a little hoarse. Usor, could you put a little horse on my throat and maybe that will help me project?
Oh, you wanted it in your throat? I think he's choking. Is he choking?
Here, Heimlich, I'm going to do it.
Oh, thank you, Arnie. Much better. Thank you, Usador.
Bing.
Wait, Arnie, what's that little phrase? Anytime I'm choking, you grab me from behind and push my little belly inward, and you say some sort of spell.
The Heimlich maneuver.
Heimlich maneuver.
Ravitas, hey. Welcome, bienvenue.
Why are you guys turning German?
What's German?
I'm just trying to cast your spell.
You're turning German.
What I said was quite profane, but that does not mean it's not germane.
Ooh. I saw a little lizard, but it wasn't my friend Wizard.
These are great vocal warm-ups.
Oh my goddesses. Guys, why don't we do a track of all vocal warm-ups?
That sounds fine to me. It's your album. You record whatever you like.
Like, instead of doing, like, sketches between songs, you'll just have vocal warm-ups between songs?
I could do sketches in between songs?
I've got to be honest, though. I was looking forward to some of them big ditties.
Oh, we'll get to some big old fucking sloppy ditties.
John, would you rather start with the little ditties or the big ditties?
I mean, at some point, the ditties get too big.
What?
Here's what I'll say. As a singer, I want a mouthful. Anything more than a mouthful is too big of a ditty. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
Here's what we'll start. Okay, so who's doing what? So Arnie and Usador, you're in the booth here. What are we doing?
I'm mostly here for support. Usador's on the key. Usador's on the table, on the buttons. I don't know the terminology, and fuck, if anyone would know it, it would be me. So we're a little screwed on that account.
So I see Usador's buttons. There's three that say one, and there's four that say two. So he's on the ones and twos?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I'm just here, this is kind of the idea guy, you know? And also I'm going to take a big cut of the profits.
Fine by me.
Oh, you're a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, take whatever you want, buddy.
But also, do you want a water? Do you want a Diet Coke?
Ooh, a water sounds good. Yeah. Okay.
I'll be right back.
Why would I put dye into a drink I'm about to consume?
Just for the taste of it?
Not interested in this conversation. I'll be right back.
Diet Coke, though. Why do they dye it? I don't understand.
I'm not sure. I mean, I guess if it's going up your nose, does that affect your gums?
Maybe, perhaps.
Maybe it's to make your gums colorful?
Oh, that's sort of fun. A way to sort of decorate your own face.
Yeah.
With narcotics.
All right, I'm back with the water and a rubber hose.
Is that for going up my nose?
Yeah, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Out your butt with a rubber hose. Okay, that doesn't bode well for my songs.
Out your butt unless your anus is shut.
Oh, that's a great one. Arnie, lay that down.
Welcome back, Arnie.
Okay, so as my process typically is, I didn't bring any notepads into the studio with me, and I stayed up all night drinking, and I'm just going to try and think of what topics I want to cover. So first songs first. I think you always lead with the best track, I assume. So the first track, I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to me, something maybe the most important thing in my life, top three at least, my buttholes. So I was thinking maybe we start with like chuntry music. So there's like a little twang to it. It's a little folksy. Uh-huh. So I was thinking something, tita, tita, something along the lines of this.
Two little buttholes, puckered little buttholes. Oh, they're such good friends, these little ends, my buttholes.
And I just keep sewing these buttons while he does this.
And then I keep raising the number.
Three little buttholes, perfect little buttholes, puckered little mud foals.
Something like that.
And then we fucking drop the beat. Boom! Like, that's just like the interlude. That's just like the prelude.
I don't know if we need lewd.
I thought that was perfect the way it is, but if Arnie's saying that we need to drop a beat into there, perhaps there's a part where, you know, since the tempo has increased, you've sort of set it up with this beautiful song that you've sang, but then you get serious and you get a little more aggressive. Perhaps we hear like a verse like that before you switch back to the more melodic and beautiful version.
Okay, we could do that. I also have another idea about how to drop in the beat. Can we try this real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, no bad ideas.
Too perfect, but hold on. I want it to be known, this is my album, there are bad ideas.
Okay, but who, okay.
I just want to make this clear. There are bad ideas.
Okay, look, we were all thinking it.
I would even say, outside of the context of this album, there are bad ideas.
Yeah, agreed.
A lot of them.
Look, it's possible that this whole thing is a bad idea.
Absolutely. And we won't know until we're done. That's how it goes with most ideas. But Arnie, on the way over here to the studio, you kept telling me to work in the lyric upside down horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing. That sucks.
No, think about it. There's just something about it. Upside down horse.
That makes no sense.
But
I'm not
gonna... rhymes with it?
Bup dime, of course.
Okay. Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
Okay. So I'm gonna work in the drop. Drop a beat.
So
in.
Wait,
drop
where
a
were
beat.
We? Where were we at? Like two little buttholes, puckered little buttholes.
That's
Arnie,
it.
What a beautiful
Arnie,
singing voice you have.
Wait, can you be a backup vocalist?
I guess so. I mean, I never thought about it, but I do like to just sing to myself sometimes when I'm out in the field.
No, we can all hear you. It's to everyone.
Is it because I'm looking in the window while I'm singing to see if anyone can hear me?
The crickets talk. Okay, so Arnie, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to say the lyric, and then you're going to repeat it, and then I'm going to move on to the next lyric. Yeah. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Two little buttholes.
Perfect little butthole.
Perfect little butthole.
And be right on my tail.
Is that a lyric? Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Why are you interrupting?
No, I'm so sorry.
Ah, fuck. Okay.
Be right on your tail.
Thank you. Let's take it from the top.
Okay.
Two little buttholes.
Two little buttholes.
Perfect little butthole.
Perfect little buttholes.
Puckered little butthole.
Puckered little butthole.
Be right on my tail.
Be right on my tail.
Oh, I like that.
I wish people listening to the album could see the hand gestures that we are making while we're doing this.
They're so serpentine.
Sorry, I started messing with my mic.
Oh, how's it going?
Usador, is this going to... I bumped my mic.
What?
Is that going to mess up the album?
I don't think so. I'm just sewing buttons here onto this this console that you've left here. If I'm on the buttons, I'm going to sew these buttons.
What buttons did you add?
Oh, just all sorts of buttons. Pearl buttons and clay buttons and stone buttons that I found.
Red buttons.
Have I ever talked about my collection of buttons?
No.
They're sort of like tiny rocks with holes in them that
all
hold
right,
your
now,
clothes on.
You know what? I'm sorry. As producer, I'm making an executive decision.
Oh,
you're off the buttons.
You.
You're off the buttons. You
thank
know what? I hate to do this because I know my voice needs to be on the mic, but I'm going to go into the booth. Usador, you're coming in here. You're the backup singer now. I'm going to be on the buttons because you clearly can't handle the buttons.
All right, fine.
Okay, Usador.
That's so hard when we both try to go through this door at the same time.
Just wait a second.
Let someone else.
What are you doing? We're trying to get through this door at the same time.
One go low.
Don't worry, I'll just shrink myself down to half size.
All right.
So same thing. You, sir, you're going to be backup vocals, but I want you to go real high.
Real high? All right, I can do that.
Real high. So you're going to be right, just right on. Okay, here we go. And this time, I keep forgetting, this time, Arnie, I promise, I will drop in a beat.
Okay, great.
Here we go, from the top.
Fuck, there's so many buttons here now.
We can hear you?
He added so many buttons.
Arnie, we can hear you?
Oh, no, don't worry. This isn't going to be picked up in the recording.
Two little buttholes.
Two little buttholes.
Perfect little buttholes.
Perfect little buttholes.
Puckered little buttholes. Beat.
Puckered little buttholes.
Stay right on my tail. Beat.
Stay right on my tail. Beat.
Arnie, I dropped in two beats.
Oh, okay. Beat. Can I just say, Usador, maybe you are naturally in a lower register. Should we try one where you go real low?
I suppose if you want to do it that way. There are no bad ideas except for the ideas that are definitely bad ideas.
Okay, so you go real low. I go high, you go low.
Two little buttholes.
Two little buttholes.
Perfect little buttholes.
Perfect little buttholes.
Pocket little buttholes.
Pocket little buttholes.
Stay right on my tail.
Stay right on my tails.
Arnie, what do you think? Is that something?
It's a shame we fucking missed Christmas, because this should have been like a Christmas single.
There's always next year.
It's beginning to look a lot like buttholes.
Ooh, everywhere you smell. That's something.
Mm-hmm.
Just hear those buttholes ding-a-ling, ding-ding, ding-a-ling, butts.
Wait, what's going on with those buttholes?
What?
The buttholes are ding-a-ling?
Ding-a-lings.
Oh, the buttholes are ding-a-lings. Well, okay, that makes sense.
Ding-a-lings can be in a butthole. Buttholes can be on a ding-a-ling.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What was that face?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Very excited.
I hear
about
you.
That.
Yeah, amen.
Okay, so we have our butthole song. It's in the can.
Yeah, it's done. We'll fix it in post.
He put a button in a can or something over there.
There's so many. Here's the thing. You sort of added so many buttons to this. I don't even know which are the real buttons anymore.
Pearl buttons and onyx buttons. All manner of button have been sewed onto there.
Okay, so another song. So this will be track two. And track two, you want it to be similar but different than track one. So you don't want to lose the listener, but you want to introduce something new, right?
So you're saying you don't want track two to be exactly the same song as track one.
No, for the most part.
Okay, that's one way to go with it.
Okay, so this one's a little more dancey, it's a little more sexy.
Okay,
and it's kind of risque, if I'm being honest.
Ooh.
Okay, so so this is like, who's that? Who's that walking up the street? Ooh, ooh, large please, daddy. Large please, daddy.
Large please, daddy.
Ooh, that's sexy. Yeah, ooh, really get that bass in there. And
guys,
then people get really horny.
Guys, what? I hate to cut you off. I hate to say this.
I doubt it.
Too sexy.
What?
Too sexy.
I'm too sexy?
What if I wear this hat?
Too sexy for the hat.
What?
Guys, all I'm saying is halfway through that song, I came in my pants over here.
Arnie. Halfway through, that song was like 10 seconds long.
No, it's why I'm saying it's too sexy. Listener, if we release this to listeners, which we wouldn't because it would be not safe, everyone listening to this probably came in their pants, whether they realize it or not. And if they didn't, they should go and check.
Oh, Arnie, honestly, let's keep track two as it is. And then the first sketch we'll introduce as an interlude will be you just saying, I came in my pants. Shrug. And you have to say shrug because it's an album.
Okay, well, here's the thing. This mic isn't set up to record. Usador, can you switch places with me?
Sure.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Just wait a minute. No, just wait until I'm through the door.
No, but I was the one that said I'm the producer.
I'm going to shrink you to half size this time.
Okay, fine.
Ewa-va-va-va.
What? Oh, guys. Oh, my God.
All right.
It's so funny. Anytime either one of you is shrunk, you immediately want to talk and say something. Just be patient.
I know. Here's the thing, Chunt. I don't know if you've experienced this. When you get shrunk down, you immediately just want to start talking.
You said, or shrink me.
Better off of love.
Hey, I want to...
See?
Now, Chun, do your little turn on the dance floor.
Oh, okay.
You're a model.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Here's the thing. You get shrunk down and you want to talk, but you don't really have anything to say.
Meh.
So you get shrunk down and you're just like, oh, God, I'm small.
Large, please, Daddy.
Rafa Dala.
Huh, and now I have nothing to say.
Hmm, I know.
Oh, Arnie, we're going to do, that's right, we're going to do the pickup of you saying, I came in my, if you came in your pants, maybe to sort of help mitigate how horny that is, maybe you can do something like say, oopsies.
Oh, so you don't want me to do it sexy?
Oh, well, can you try and give me a sexy oopsies?
Oopsie.
Arnie, sexy oopsies.
That was more playful than sexy.
Like a sex butler. That was like a sex butler. That was a sex butler oopsie.
Please, they're called fuck butlers.
Do it a little sexier and a little less playful, a little more like intense sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So who should I be making eye contact with?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, the last one, I almost want to say the last one was accusatory. So make this like oopsies.
That's a fair. That's a good note because here's the thing: your song made me come out of my pants, so I think that, I was accusing you.
Use that. Use that. You're a fuck butler. I am. I'm the one who hired you. Here we go.
Okay. Oopsie.
That's more stern.
A little too harsh. A little too harsh.
Okay.
Just throw one away off the top. Just throw it away. Go.
Oopsie.
Oh wait, did you come again?
Sounds like you came again.
Yeah, I was just finishing. It was just, I didn't realize it was still happening.
Just finishing? Wait, so you came after 5 seconds and then like 10 minutes later you finished? How did that work?
Teach us. Okay, so we have perfect little buttholes. Mm-hmm. We have large please daddy. We have our interlude sketch.
Guys, I'm just seeing the back cover.
Oh, let me pull up my pants.
Oh, yeah. I'm just seeing these titles and it's like these are going to fly off the shelf.
But then we switch it up with track three, right?
We switch it up with track three because one and two work to kind of let the audience in. And now I'm going to lean real hard on my catchphrases.
That's so unlike you.
I know, but if I'm working with my brand, I just have to. I have to get those phrases. I need to get earworms. People need to be like, oh, bing bong, get wet. Chant, please, oh yeah, baby. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What was that last one?
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, maybe that's the beat. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby. Oopsie.
Because it almost sounds like, do you have a beat?
Oh yeah, baby. Do you have a beat? Oh yeah, baby.
That's fun. Is that fun?
No, it's very fun. Do you want one of us? Do you want one of us to do that while you sing over it?
I want Arnie to do that.
Okay.
And I want you, Usador, to recite your full name quietly.
Yeah, Chunt, if you say, is that fun, and there's a long silence, it means yes, it's very fun.
I see, because everyone's having so much fun.
Yeah.
They forget to answer me because they're living it up.
Basking in the fun.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Oh, Baskin makes me think of mittens. At some point, we need to do like a mittens chant song, fight song or something, right?
Oh, that's fun.
Remind me.
Yeah, because you can get a song.
Say that idea again.
What idea?
About the fight song.
What fight song?
The one you just mentioned.
What are you talking about?
You said that Baskin made you think we need to do a fight song, like a mittens fight song.
Thank you for reminding me.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I just wanted to give it the proper pause to really bask in the fun.
Thank you. Okay, what were we doing? Oh, we're going to do, oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby.
So Arnie, you're going to say that.
Oh yeah, baby. Okay. Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, right?
Baby. Oh yeah,
and you sort of come back out by the microphone.
Okay,
And you're...
Oh, wait, do I go back in the booth?
No. You stay out here.
I have some birds on the buttons. I called some birds over. They can do it. It's fine.
Perfect.
They're flying away with those buttons.
What am I going to do?
You're going to recite your name.
Quietly
and almost like with a musicality.
Okay.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shine. Like that, okay. Just like a little rhythm. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Arnie, lay down the Oh Yeah Babies.
Oh Yeah Babies. Oh Yeah Babies.
Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos.
Yes. Yeah, I love this.
Of Tarakas, the elves know me as Fianya.
Uh-oh, you drive me crazy. Oh, yeah, baby. Nope, that doesn't work. No, stop. It doesn't scan. It doesn't scan. I tried to work in too many words.
Oh, my God, all the cum just sucked back up into my dick.
What?
Arnie.
Teach us. Arnie, teach us.
It's like a reverse orgasm.
You have to see a doctor.
Hold on. Arnie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Go, oh, yeah, go, go, go. Yusor, oh, yeah, name.
Yusor, oh, yeah, wizard of the 12th realm of the feast, oh, yeah, master of the...
All the cum just sucked back into my dick. All the cum just sucked back into my dick. All the cum just sucked back into my dick because I miss you. Please come back, come back. All the cum just got sucked back. I lost it. I had it. I lost it. That was something. That was something. Okay, so that's track four. Okay, what are we on?
How many tracks is this album going to have?
Contractually, 22.
22?
Was that three or was that four? I thought that was just three.
You're right. That's three because we had a sketch interlude. And Ernie, you said on Earth that sketch interludes aren't considered tracks?
Well, they have a number, so they're one of the tracks.
They have a number, so we're on four.
I mean, they're bullshit and people will skip them, but if you contractually have to have a certain number of tracks, then yeah.
Ernie, can you say that again in like a nerdy, stern voice?
You've got to have a certain number of tracks, mister.
Perfect. That's number five. That's a new sketch interlude.
Yeah, people are going to skip that.
But if it's like a phone call to me, of like, ding, ding, listen up, chunt. People, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Like listen you're my up, lawyer chunt. Or something, yeah.
Listen up, chunt. This new album is supposed to be the best thing ever, and so far, it sucks shit.
That's perfect.
What else have you got? This next one better be the best. Are you recording me? You better not put this on your album.
Oh, this is perfect. This is so, because now we have I'm the protagonist, and now we have an antagonist.
Mm-hmm. I'm hanging up now. Click, fumble, fumble, but I didn't really hang it up. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Mother, what? No, I was just on the phone with Chunt. Yeah, his new album is going to suck shit. But this next song, it better be good, otherwise we're going to lose the house. That's right, Mother. I put your house on a reverse mortgage to fund this album.
Oh, no.
And it sucks shit.
Now it's sad.
Oh, no. This sketch is more interesting than the songs.
Oh, no. Wait. Did I not hang up that phone properly?
I think the rest of the tracks have to be this guy's fucking story.
Mother, why did you never teach me how to hang up a phone? This is your fault.
We got to have a flashback to him and his mother and her not teaching him about the phone. We have to have a flash forward to see if he keeps the house. Oh, Arnie. This is a curse and a blessing, but mostly a curse.
I know you've been dead for 20 years, Mother, but I still like to talk to you.
Oh, twist.
Ooh, this is getting very interesting. I was about to suggest that Chunt play the Mother as a, you know, sort of a tour de force for his album, but if the Mother's been dead, I guess that's not an option.
Oh, maybe, so what are we on, track six? Maybe track six starts with, Chunt plays the Mother, doom, 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 and then I come running in, and I start saying, what are some things moms might say? Clean behind your ears. And the whole track is like, it's almost like talk singing. So it's like, Chunt plays the Mother. Hey, everybody, clean behind your ears. Don't forget underwear. Clean by, Chunt plays the Mother. So it's just a list okay. of stuff.
Yeah. Talk singing. It's always great when you get like before halfway through an album and you're like, oh yeah, they're not going to be singing much anymore.
Yes.
They're done singing.
Arnie, you said basically the Earth national anthem was something about sunscreen. A song that was talking about sunscreen, something like that. Anyway, this is going to be great. Bob Lerman?
Sean, are you okay?
Are we having fun?
Yes, of course, you can tell from the pause.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So Chunt plays the Mother, and what are some more? Stay out of my purse. Don't steal my money.
Pick that up off the floor.
Yes, pick that up off the floor. You're going to live with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. Stuff like that. Just like things mothers would say.
Yeah, I don't like movies where bad things happen.
Yes. How do I know that actor? What do I know him from? There's too many commercials. Used to be everyone wore hats. Stuff like that. Chunt plays the Mother. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's track... I want to say that was 12. Okay, so 13. So 13, we bring in our ringer. Now, Yusor's been, he'll be accredited as a guest star for, I want to say, track three, where he says his name in the background, track four.
That feels like a featuring.
What did I say?
You said a guest. That feels like a featuring. When I'm just saying my name, it feels like a featuring credit.
Where it's like if someone heard this song on the radio, which I know you don't know what that is, but don't worry about it. If you heard the song on the radio, you'd be like, oh, the new Usador song is out.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, this one. This one would be the new Usador song. So now we take the chains off Usador and let him go. He's unleashed. Usador's unleashed. That'll be the name of this track. So now, so Usador, you, okay, scooch by
Usador,
me.
Usador, can you take those chains off?
Excuse me. Of course I can take these chains off anytime I wish.
And you, sir, we're not in a doorway right now, so you can just go around me.
Give me a little
space. You're right on top of me. No, buddy, buddy.
Just scoot over. Just scoot, scoot, scoot.
Let me climb over top of you.
Tangled in your chains.
Well, because, well, I can get out of these chains, but I'm enjoying them.
Wait. Chains, chains, chains. That's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
You, sir, whenever you're ready, start your song. This is Usador Unleashed.
Okay, just now
try this runaway chain.
Okay, oh, that's good.
Now I have a question before I do my song.
Purple chain.
This is still your album, so am I doing a Chunt song, but it's Usador doing it, or is this a song where you like completely turn the keys over to me and it's about whatever I want it to be about, or is it? Am I still like somehow channeling Chuntness through this song?
I think this is, here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say, and this, and then we're going. Two words. Usador Unleashed.
All right. Birds and rocks and magic spells traveling through the seven hells, finding my way to peace and love. I like sparrows and I like doves.
Cut, print, sell, 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 oh. sell. Oh. And Arnie, you wanted to do less musical improv. Fuck you.
How dare you?
How dare you, Arnie?
Now, I had a question earlier. Why does Arnie have to do a funny voice when he's doing his little sketch?
Well, in the sketches, what we want to hear is someone new but familiar.
Oh, okay.
Right? So if Arnie just talked as Arnie and was like, hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Right? We'd all be like, oh, that's Arnie.
It's
and then we'd be like, he's acting. And then we hate his acting. We're just like, blah.
What? Also, I just naturally have so much gravitas.
Hmm.
So if I said these things, people would be like, oh, yeah. They would just be thinking about the truth of my words.
You always say that word. Whenever I accidentally drop a towel on a glass and step on it, you always say that word.
Mm-hmm.
What does
gravitas.
It mean?
So, Arnie, you're afraid that it would become a drama sketch instead of a comedy sketch.
Mm-hmm. I got to do a funny voice.
Okay. So, are drama sketches allowed on albums?
Arnie?
That's a good question. I'm trying to...
Or should we save the drama for my mama scene? Chunt plays the mama.
Yeah.
That maybe we make that dramatic. So it's like, Chunt plays the mama, and then it's like, we lost the house. Chunt plays the mama... You're not my real child.
Mm-hmm.
I never loved you. Stuff like that. Is that fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chunt plays the mama. I'm addicted to pills.
Okay, so what's next? What's next? Arnie, isn't that your catchphrase?
It is my catchphrase.
Okay, Arnie, you step up to the main mic. You, sir, why did you come up to the front? You were behind Arnie. You got up in front of him purely to...
Uh-huh.
You're doing this on purpose.
Well, no, what do you mean?
Guys, I become disoriented, and I don't know if I'm in the booth or out of the booth. I've lost track. Where do I need to go?
The birds have the booth covered. It's fine.
Okay.
We can all just stay in here.
Okay, so maybe Arnie used those lyrics. In the booth, out of the booth, what's next? That kind. It's like, yeah, it's like that. Okay. This one's called Usador Unleashed Part 2.
Okay.
Love it.
In the booth, out of the booth, in the booth. Out of the booth, the upside's up and the downside's down.
What?
I don't know what I'm saying anymore, so I'm just talking about what I'm doing.
Look out, Arnie.
I think he said boof one of those times.
Use it. Cut, print. We don't have time.
Am I in the booth or out of the booth?
Is that a truth boof?
It's a truth boof.
Oh, remember you, sir, when you made that truth boof and we had to get inside of it and any question you asked, we had to answer truthfully?
Answer toothfully?
I do remember.
Yeah, we had to answer with our teeth.
It was very adorable. It made us all seem like we were 7 years old and losing our teeth, but we did have to be truthful in there.
Okay, so now I can forget. We're maybe around like 14 or 17. So now we need like a ballad, something that just like a really beautiful song. So maybe it's something of like, When I find myself in times of trouble, all I say is bing bong. Bing, 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 ba, bing, bong, ba, bong, bing, bing, bong. Something like that.
Print.
So you're saying we only have to come up with the first five or six words, and then we can just descend into bing, bong.
You tell me, mister. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
What about a sterner ballad about, like, a soldier or something? He fought for all of Foon. He gave us each his greatest warrior palance and fought and never did waver in all his days. The Silver Knight, the ballad of the Silver Knight. I like ballads that tell you they're a ballad. The ballad of blank.
Arnie, can no, but I here's honest? The thing. You guys come from a world where music hasn't really evolved as much as it has on my
Excuse
world.
Excuse me.
Fuck you.
My world, we have so much music technology. Our ballads have reached the height of sort of 80s hair metal ballads where you know that you're just sort of like a crazy rocker who just fucks 24/7. But also, you've got a heart that yearns underneath it and you're really kind of serious.
Arnie, sing it.
Yeah, sing the most beautiful ballad from your world.
Okay. So just imagine, later we'll add piano, right? Like piano playing. The piano being played by someone who normally plays guitar. That's important.
Okay.
You're like, perfect, okay. This piano sounds like this person is probably pretty okay at playing guitar. Okay. I'm out here fucking all the time. And it gets so hard, fucking and rocking all the time. I miss you while I'm fucking other people on the road. Huh. On the road, no one understands just how serious I can be. No one really understands what it would look like if I were on a set full of candles.
Arnie, I came halfway through.
I know.
Huh. Wow. Well, that was incredible, Arnie.
That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Arnie, I didn't know you had that in you. That was really wonderful.
I didn't either.
So then this same individual then steps up from the piano, puts mm-hmm. their guitar back on, starts like licking the air, and just going hog fucking wild?
Licking the air, hog fucking wild. Licking the air, hog fucking wild. Licking the air is hog fucking wild. I'm a hog fucking wild guy. That's track 20. Okay.
Two more.
Two more. Home stretch. Oh, home stretch. Maybe that's something. Oh, you know,
here's my question. Are we contractually obligated to be good at math?
I don't think we're contractually obligated to be good at songs.
All right.
I mean, I think we can do whatever the shit we want.
Wait, do you have a math song?
Me? No.
Oh, maybe it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. Hey, Arnie. Hey, what? Hey, Arnie. Hey, what? What's 3 + 2?
Oh, call and response. All right. You call and I'll respond.
Okay, here we go. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. Hey, Arnie.
Hey, what?
Hey, Arnie.
Hey, what?
I got some math for you. Math for you.
Uh-oh.
What's 3 + 2? 3 + 2?
Don't know.
3 + 3?
3 + 3.
That's right, but what is it?
What are we getting at?
Perfect cut print. That's 21. You know, I wanted to do a song. Arnie, when you sang about that guy who was fucking someone, but also when she left to go wherever he was fucking other people on the side, mm-hmm. made me really root for the person who is committing the infidelity. Mm-hmm. So that made me think of, like, storytelling is really important. So I think we should do a song where we all three, it's a mass collaboration, mass cab for short.
Mass cab.
All three of us start with a little bit of storytelling in terms of maybe saying, you know, my name is Chunt and I'm here to say.
Okay.
Just so we get a character name and then we're playing ourselves.
Oh.
But a character, everyone in a song is a character, right?
So I don't say Chunt.
No, you would.
I say, my name is Chunt and I'm here to say.
That's what we all three say. Was that not
great.
Clear?
No, just clarifying. You said we all played ourselves, so.
It was clear, but it seemed wrong.
The royal ourselves. So it's a, you know, we get the character up top. Now we hear some story about them. What are they here to say? Why this song, right? So for example's sake, My name is Chunt, and I'm here to say, right, I always shapeshift in the usual way. And then Arnie might say,
my name is Chunt, and I'm here to say something, 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 yay.
Okay, I'm seeing the flaw in this problem is that all of us have to rhyme with say.
Not necessarily. I could say something like, my name is Chunt, and this is my song. And I like to go bing and bing bong.
That's incredible. And then I could come back in again and say something of like, my name is Say, and I'm here to chunt. Mm-hmm. Right? Sometimes Arnie is a fucking asshole to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
My name is Chunt, and I'm here to proclaim it's no longer acceptable to say something's lame.
I think you're right, Arnie. Okay, that's, was that 22? I think that was 22.
That's the whole song?
Guys, we just completed an album. Now, for some bonus songs. And this is where it gets
wait,
fucking
hold on. Yeah, we need to have
now
a bonus track.
Now we're going to do the ones that are not good enough for the album.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So these are like throwaway fuck arounds. Mm-hmm. So like we can get really nasty, like pig dicks, slurping up pig dicks. That's one. We need 10 more.
I'm trying to think of something real nasty.
Oh, Arnie, that's a sketch. This could be an interlude sketch. I'm trying to think of something real nasty.
Okay. Hey, Chunt, I'm just calling to say this next cut had better be real nasty. Nastier than everything on the regular album. All right, I'm hanging up. Click, click, click. Mother!
Yes, he's back.
I did what you asked. I called Chunt and had him and told him to be really nasty. Remember those nasty things you were telling me that you wanted to be on the album?
All right, I've got one. Do 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 do. Fucking in the sewer. Do 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 do. Fucking in the sewer. Do 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 do. I'm fucking in the sewer and I won't stop till I come.
Cut, print, amazing. We got a sketch, we got a new track. That's three in the bucket. Also, I think we should also, you sir, you're dead on. We should have a string of nasty songs. So these are all nasty. And so a new one would be like, ooh boy, wanna piss on your cum. Yeah, boy, piss on your cum. I wanna, wanna piss on your cum. I'm gonna shit on your jizz and piss on your cum tonight. Cut, print, rap.
Yeah. How about this? And be honest if you don't like it. Hey, splooge.
Cut, print, rap.
I love it.
I love that.
Great. I'm here's the thing. I'm nervous to sing anymore because I fear the legal repercussions.
Sure. I was inspired by something that Chunt said just a few seconds ago. He said, we got three in the bucket, and that could be interpreted in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. We got three in the bucket. We got three in the bucket. We got three in the bucket, and you're going to take one out.
Mm, oh, I love that. Mysterious.
It's mysterious, but it's also still gross.
Because that's mysterious, that one won't have a number. It'll just be kind of hidden.
Oh, I love it.
And we'll hope people find it. Oh, fuck.
What's wrong?
Can's here.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Can.
Hello.
You hear about my album?
Yes. I am Canificent Dewspring.
He's been on your album in the future, and he knew about it in the past, or whatever time bullshit.
Fine. Do you want to lay down a track real quick?
The warlords did know me as Can I Get a Beat?
Oh, okay.
I get so much pussy in the future and the past.
No, can't get out of here.
No, thank you, Ken.
Get out of here.
No, thank you.
I get so much pussy in the future and the past. Honestly, fuck, that's fire.
I mean, that was pretty great, but still.
Son of a bitch, that's great.
Always ahead of my time.
Okay, I'm going to steal that lyric. I get so much pussy in the future and the past. Doon, doon, dee, doo, 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 doo. I am Chunk at that time travel ass. Doon, doon, dee, doo, 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 doo. And cut, print, rap. Oh, well, I did rap. Rap, print, cut on the rap.
Yeah.
Can I do my own cover of that song?
It is so smart to put a track on the album and then immediately cover it.
That do a cover of that song?
You're brilliant.
Thank you.
Go.
I get so much pussy in the future and the past. Arnie hears the song and he won't last. 5 seconds in and he will come. That's because he's so dumb.
Fuck yes, I amazing.
You, Ani, at
yeah,
the end of that
and then
song.
It's like time travel fucking. I'm time travel fucking. Accidentally had sex with my mom. Time travel. Wait,
whoa, 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 whoa,
what?
Whoa, whoa.
What's this?
Accidentally had sex with your mom?
I thought this is. I thought this is where it was going.
Is this the lawyer character, or is this still? Is this you?
Yeah.
There's nasty, and then there's crime.
Ooh, that nasty crime. Ooh, that nasty crime. Do the time. That nasty crime. Fucking dogs, fuck dogs in the fucking dogs.
The verdict of this jury is this is officially nasty.
Wow, it is such a relief to know this album will never be released and sully the airwaves. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode was edited by Tim Joyce. Logo by Allard Lebon. Theme by Andy Poland. As shocking and upsetting as much of that was, you don't have to wait to be scandalized. Just go to patreon.com/magictavern to become a patron. For only $5 a month, you not only support our independent production, but you get some pretty sweet benefits like 2 new bonus episodes each month. And that's not all. You get a monthly newsletter from the hosts, early access to live events, access to the Magic Tavern Discord with a quarterly virtual meet and greet with the hosts, and the full back catalog of bonus content, ad-free, including every single Magic Tavern spin-off series. Plus, other unscheduled surprises, like a full video of the 2023 live show from San Francisco Sketchfest featuring Guy Branum. To become a patron right now, just head on over to patreon.com/magictavern. And as for me, I'll just be here poolside with my shades hanging on the tip of my nose as I look right into the camera and say, see you next time, babies.
So how do we finish the album?
I think we got to hear more from that sketch guy. Arnie, do you mind?
Oh, sure, of course.
We got to wrap up his story.
I know, this is only the second time I've ever done comedy, but... But I, you know, I'm going to have an undercurrent of truth and drama to it. Chunt, the new album, it's a big hit. We're going to be rich. Fumble, fumble, not able to hang up a phone. Mother, yep, I lied to him like you told me to. I told him the album would be a big hit. I didn't tell him that we're ruined. And that you came back to life and then died again. What did so bad?
Oh, sad.
Oh, I'm such a sad character. I've been ruined by all of this. If only they hadn't said pussy so many times. We really couldn't tap into that children's market.
That's a wrap.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.